W585 The Underground.
W585 The Underground. I am Clever, Your Highness, and it's time to go dig in the crates. So let's go in the basement and see what we can find.
Oh, yep, door closed behind us. We are officially underground. So let's go searching, looking left, looking right, looking high, looking low, looking all the crates. And what do I find? It's some W585 The Underground, untouched, unaired, already recorded shows. So the month of April, we're going to be doing some spring cleaning and letting y'all hear all the shows that we've been putting out for the last couple of years. This show right here in particular is called The Joint, and it's hosted by my man, JV.
You're listening to 585 Radio, The Underground.
You already know, so let's go. It's The Joint.
It's The Joint. My squad stays on point like that. It's The Joint. Yeah, my squad stay on point like that. It's The Joint. My squad stays on point like that. It's The Joint. Yeah, my squad stay on point like that. It's The Joint. My squad stays on point like that. It's The Joint. Yeah, my squad stay on point like
What's going on, everybody in the internet world? You're on The Joint, W585, The Underground. The show where we talk about black and Latin issues in the community. We talk about sports, what's going on in the news, things, entertainment, things like that. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the ladies, you know, what they like, what they don't like, taboos, things like that. My guests are Miss Caramel and the lovely Ease Nice. These are two beautiful women. I'm pretty flattered and lucky to have them on. So we're going to kick going to some music. And y'all on The Joint with your boy JV, a.k.a. The Hood Prophet. Talk to you soon.
tie you up, think it's between your knees. Ooh, baby, you're such a super freak. Put your ass in the air and let me show you, babe. My slow motion, you got me coasting deep inside you, and I'm so focused. And as you moan it, that really shows me that you're on me. You wanna own it to the morning, then I can see you, baby. And your dog, dog, dog. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Sucked your clit in your toes in your booty hole. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Sucked your clit in your toes in your booty hole. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Sucked your clit in your toes in your booty hole. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like. Oh, suck your dick and your toes in your booty hole. Take Hennessy, you and me, baby, this my fantasy. Get on your knees, do me first, then I'll do you, and I'm gonna do it. I know you love the way I'm doing my thing. Yes, in your body, babe, tell me how it feels. Rattle back in my head, cause I'm all between your legs. Your body's on the spread, and I bring it to the end. Let me get it good. My ghetto love's working your body tonight. Now, baby, take it slow. We got all night long. A slow dance to a slow jam with this romance. Maybe we can do it, babe. Until the morning comes, or we can stop by here, take a break. It is some more, cause I just wanna love you the right way. And damn, girl, you're doing your thing. I know it feels so good the way I'm doing you. So holler back, tell me what you want from me, baby. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Sucked your clit in your toes and your booty hole. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Suck your clit in your toes and your booty hole. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Suck your clit in your toes and your booty hole. I bet nobody ever freaked your body like this before. Suck your clit in your toes and your booty hole.
Welcome back to the joint, W585 Radio. I'm your host, JV, a.k.a. The Hood Prophet. And today we're talking to women, about women, things that's, you know, going on with them. I got two beautiful ladies on today, Miss Caramel and Miss Ease Nice. How you ladies doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
So we're going to get right into it. I want to throw out a couple of stats before we get this thing going. The percentage of women that are married by race... Black women are 30%, Hispanics are 49%, 55% whites, and Asians make over 60%. So that's something we'll come back to later. And one thing else I want to throw out, for every 100 women that's single, it's like 86 dudes that's single. So it's not looking good for you ladies.
How old are those statistics? Picking.
So I'm going to get right into it. What do you ladies want in a man? I'm going to start with you, Miss Nice.
Respect. And everything else should follow.
That's it?
Well, no. Stability. Definitely honesty, loyalty, commitment. Things of that nature. Just being honest and able and ready and being able to... That man needs to know that he's ready to give all that to a woman before she's committed. That's what... a woman looks for in a man when they're ready to settle down. So it's like almost two different ways you can look at it, because you can say, I'm just looking for a man, or I'm ready to settle down, you know.
Right.
When you're looking for somebody, the flaws and all are out the window, you know. When you settle down with somebody, you accept those flaws. So that's what I think.
Ms. Karima.
Oh, what do I like in a man? He has to be intelligent,
I have to be able to hold a conversation with him.
Damn, I should have said that.
Like she said, committed. He has to be committed. I mean, if we're going to be in a relationship, there are certain rules that you have to follow. You have to be committed for me. He has to know how to make money. If he doesn't have a job, he has to have some type of financial stability. I ain't saying he got to take care of me, but he got to help or be able to help.
Wow.
Looks isn't everything, but he has to be somewhat attractive, obviously, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, you got to be able to make me laugh.
Just somebody that compliments you.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's say when you meet a guy, he has everything that you want. And a lot of times when they do, they meet a guy, he is everything that they want. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, they won't choose him. So I'm wondering, why do women always go after the guy that they don't want? They say they want a certain type of man, they get that man, and they just don't want that man.
Hey, Caramel, you can answer this question.
Well, we want to know.
I have to think about that.
She told me. Because women like to keep their options open until, so they don't have to settle. It's not that they might see everything they want, but are they compatible with that person? You know, are they going to be able to wake up to that person every morning without, you know, feeling some type of way, I guess. You know what I'm trying to say? They got to be compatible. And they try to keep their, women don't settle down with that person when they see, oh, he has everything, because they want to keep their off. Maybe somebody else got more. I guess we get greedy sometimes.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That's what you think.
It's not what I think. I want to, Ms. Caramel, I want to know what you think. I mean, you know.
Repeat the question, please.
Why do y'all choose? You say you want a certain type of man, but then you get him and you don't want him.
Because there's always something more that you want. It might be all right, but it's going to be something that you find that that person is not doing. So you're going to want more from that person. That's basically what I think it's about. You're never satisfied.
They're probably not really ready to settle down then, if that's the case. They might say, oh, yeah, I want him, but I'm not just ready to settle down with him yet. I don't know. Put him in my back pocket for later? No. Just kidding.
Keep him for a rainy day, huh?
This might not be that one.
That's true.
Maybe not. So do you believe there's any good men in the U.S., Rochester, anywhere? Because a lot of women always say, ain't no good men left. All men are dogs. No. So I'm trying to find out, do y'all feel that way as well?
I don't think all men are dogs. I think the majority of men are dogs. But I do believe there might be some good guys left. Where are they? I have no clue.
I'm gonna find.
But I'm not gonna put all guys in a category together, because all guys are not the same. And I wouldn't want to be put in a certain category with all females, because I'm not the same as all females.
Right.
So I believe there are some good guys still left somewhere in this world.
Miss Nice?
You said, are there any good...
Do you feel there's any good men in Rochester, in the world?
I feel there are a lot of good men. They're just probably not good boyfriends or in relationships. There's a lot of men that go out there and work hard. They support their family, kids if they have them. Come home, take care of home, drive the nicest of cars, or even the raggedy ones, but keep them up. It's just they might not be relationship type. Some people, everybody's, I don't think everybody was meant to be in a relationship. I mean, I believe there's somebody for everybody, and sometimes there's
two.
but at the same time, everybody's not ready for a relationship. I feel there are good men, but everybody's not ready for a relationship. It could be either the woman or the man. It just depends. If there's some in Rochester, my last boyfriend told me, he just told me honestly, I'm a good man, but I'm a horrible boyfriend. And I didn't understand that until he showed me. If you don't know what that means that everything is taken care of, but you don't see him on the regular. You know, that companionship, that intimacy, everything. It just, you know, you too much in the streets, but you take care of home. I'm going to send this. I'm going to go by here, drop this off. Or did you get your oil changed? Make sure you make the appointment for this. You know, guys that's really on top of their business, but as far as when it comes to being relationship type things,
they
like
can't
going
commit.
Up, they can't commit to that because it's their boys. It's they too committed to their homies. I feel that's or whatever they tell me, you know. I don't follow them. I'm not a nutty buddy. So I wouldn't know what they were. I just go by what they say, and you know, most of the time, I'm chilling with my dudes, my niggas, whatever they call them tonight. So, and that's not, if you're in a relationship, I'm that shouldn't really be a priority if you're trying to have a relationship. Of course, you need your time alone, you need your space, you need your time to be a man, but not every single weekend.
Somebody told me that I talked to a couple of friends of mine, and one thing they said about women, and I mean, this is absolutely true. Women are very strong. I mean, shit, they raise the kids by themselves, they hold it down household, and things like that. And actually, this is going to be a double-sided question. I'm going to get your answer, but I'm going to throw something to y'all as well. Do you think a man can really handle a woman being independent?
No. Some men like to take care of women, you know, and they find a woman who is independent, can go out and pay her bills, go to work, and do what she wants to do, and can do for herself, then some men feel like they're less of a man because they can't, or she won't let them be that man that they feel they, you know how men are, they want to be the providers, they want to be the protectors, you know, and if you have a strong woman, some men don't feel like they're playing that role.
Right.
You know, maybe because she's too independent and won't allow him to. Some women should sit back and just, you know.
As a matter of fact, I was going to bring that, but I wanted to hear what Mrs. Nice is going to say about that as well.
Can you repeat the question, Sparky? I heard what you said.
Can a woman, can a man, do you believe, can a man handle an independent woman?
Yes, because some men are turned on by independent women. Like that song, I love her cause she got her own, you know. Some men look for that, like they respect that, but at the same time they get too comfortable, and then you find them not really doing much of anything but playing the opposite role. So they can, I feel some can handle it, some can't, but also some women don't know how to let their guard down and let a man be a man. And sometimes women get so independent they think they need to be a man and a woman when they just need to be a woman.
Right. I was going to bring that up too, how a lot of women won't allow a man to step up and be a man and do those things, because a lot of times a lot of women have done it by themselves, you know, just taking care of themselves or raising a family or anything, just really having to depend on themselves and themselves only.
They're not used to it.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're so used. They've been building themselves up to be so strong. For them to step back is like, if I step, that might just crush their whole motive. They just don't understand. They just can't get the grasp of, okay, this man can take care of me. This man is willing to be the man that we need him to be. I mean, biblically in the Bible, we are supposed to follow our men. You know, and women, when we get that man that we can follow, we still sometimes sit back like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to just let him. I'm going to put something on the side for a rainy day, or I'm going to leave my apartment up another 6 months, but he ain't going to know about it just in case, you know, or why don't you move in with me so I can kick you out, you know. So some women just, they're too independent. They don't know how to let their guard down. That's all.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some music right now. We got a few local artists, Smitty Jones, Rocco, definitely out of Rochester. It's been a good segment. You're on the joint, W585 Radio, The Underground, with your boy, JV, a.k.a. The Hood Prophet, Miss Caramel, and E's Nice. We'll get back to you in a second.
Telling my mama and my friends touching, holding, kissing, as I'm sweaty with.
Manifesting before my eyes. Fuck a contest, we got the prize. If we begin with truth, we won't end with lies. I treat my women like the Henny up in the club. No chasing. If we eye to eye, you don't know what you're facing. I ain't out to slaughter your heart like I was Jason. I wanna get in your mind, get your heart fast pacing. Match up, you roll one, I roll two. Anytime you see the guard, this what we gon' do.
Moonwalk with me, but first roll these trees. Take the sticks out, plus the seeds. Is it lust or greed? I know it's your mental I need, but your physical's the truth indeed. So let's proceed to moonwalk, but first roll these trees. Take the sticks out, plus the seeds. Is it lust or greed? I know it's your mental I need, but your physical's the truth indeed. So let's proceed. Like, damn, why you throwing shade to the sun? Natural to revolve, my gravity got you sprung. When we first dance, I know opposites attract. In order to make this last, you got to have my back. What you got in the sack? Shit, I can build with you. Light a L and an incense when I chill with you. Might not hit you. Switch games, I will flip you. Bending like Usher, I'm a bad motherfucker. If you let me crush you, then there's no need to duck ya. If we have a seed, it don't mean that I'm stuck, huh? Only shorty is my daughter, seen a lot of fake whizzes. I'm another baby father, gotta handle my business. Stakes are tremendous, body's a dub. Feeling the rub, up in the club, more than a hug. Or any kiss, I need your plans. Trust in God, at any time, I'm your man. Moonwalk with me, but first roll these trees. Take the sticks out, plus the seeds. Is it lust or greed? I know it's your mental I need, but your physical's the truth indeed. So let's proceed. With a mind like J. Scott, Badu and Keys. NDRE is a steez, not swine on the knees. Respectful with thanks and please. Respect the God, eat swine free. She working on degrees. Take her on a trip to the D. Smoking on Bilal as we build for a while.
That's how it gotta be. It gotta be out your mental. Ain't nothing serious like that. You know, ain't out to hurt your heart. Ain't no games. You know, ma, it's all true, it's all reality. Moonwalk.
Peace with God. I gotta say, you're a hell of a woman. You're like a new drop in summer. Put me over the weather when I'm under. Did you know you do that for me? And I wonder sometimes why you be taking your time. I know it's gonna be right. Girl, I put that on my life. You be giving me the coldest shoulder, cause you don't want your emotions taking over. Instead of talking about you looking for a soldier, are you trying to say you don't see that me? I know that we're friends, but taking it there won't pass it up. Please just trust in me. Girl, I got you, can't you see? Oh, oh, oh.
Baby girl, it's killing me. Why are you trying to get me home? Like you don't see what I see. You should be,
you should be with me.
It's your turn before you hit it to some.
Myself when you're next to me. If it's against the law of love, you sue me. Girl, this whole thing got me in disbelief. I know it takes time to build something that's worthwhile, but just in case you didn't hear me, I'ma say it again more clearly. Like a bed needs some covers. Baby, we need each other. Like a comedian needs a joke. Baby,
I'm the music, you're my lyrics. Oh, baby girl, it's getting.
Welcome back to the joint, W585 Radio, the Underground, live out of Rochester, New York.
And then it comes to me like an epiphany. It's over,
strip club, and you got a shawty on you. kissing on your neck, making you feel like she's so in love. Now you done got you a couple drinks and you're feeling like it's about that time to cuddle.
Like, all you ever really wanna do is just doubt me. Ludacris, can't live without him, but even more, I bet you really can't live without me. You must have flipped your wig. You gotta be out your mind. I'll top, you, screw you, out of your spine. Backbreaker, put you over my knees, put you on punishment, woman, and I'll spank you. Have you praising the Lord, like, thank you, Lord, I wanna thank you. But have you ever met a woman that'll lead you on and steer you wrong instead of pleasing? Have you singing this song, cause all night long, she did nothing but flirt and tease you. Well, I gotta admit that I have, put one in the air, sit back and I laugh. Shawty, why you insist on doing me that bad? Probably cause of the amount of booty that I've grabbed. Coming back to haunt me, so instead of being put in a submission and subdued, guess what, y'all?
Now you've officially been chopped and screwed. That's right, vibrate.
vibrate. That's right. How your body talks to me.
Welcome back to the joint with your boy JV, aka the Hood Prophet, on W585 Radio, the Underground, live from Rochester, New York. And we're gonna have an extended segment right now. We got a couple of fellas that walked in, and they wanted to comment on some of the things the lady said. So I got recording artist Smitty Jones in here, basketball star Nigel Moore, and we're gonna get right into it. So Smitty, we're gonna kick it off to you, man.
Well, my first question to you ladies are, I asked a few ladies this, I asked a few people this. Which would you rather do as a woman in survival and just to see what direction you would take in life, right? Would you rather someone teach you how to fish or give you a fish?
Teach me how to fish. Because if he give me the fish, when he gone, how am I going to get another fish?
That was something I had to stress
exactly.
That. Because, you know, I've talked to a few people, you know, and a few ladies, you know, from around the town, you know, they said, give me a fish. You know, and I was like, okay, well, what's going to happen when you get hungry? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as far as relationships, I think, you know, you ladies, sometimes, you know, we can tell y'all what we want in so many ways, but a lot of women can't understand what a man wants because they have so much shit going on inside of them. I mean, tell me why.
I think they should take time for themselves and get themselves straight before they should even be in a relationship, because it'll never work, because they're never going to be able to give you what they need because they're too focused on what's going on they shit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He's nice. You wanted to say something on that?
What do you mean? What do you want?
I mean, what do you want? You say, you know, what y'all want, but what do you really want? I mean, because in a relationship, you women can say, I want this. I want him to be this kind of guy. I want him to bring flowers and candy once in a while, like she said. You know what I'm saying? You saying you want a man that'll just grab you, you know what I mean, give you a kiss and tell you to cool it the fuck out, you know? But really, what do you really want from a man? Really, what are you looking for him to show you and to give you and bring to the relationship, you know what I'm saying, and make you feel secure as a woman if you're not already?
I guess lessons with companionship. You know, like, be gentle. Like, you can't just sit up there and say, oh, what the fuck you fucking up all the time? I don't understand. I keep showing you the same thing over and over. Just be easy with a female, because most guys are rough. That's what we want. We want to be taught. I mean, we want to be guided. So, you, in a way. I'm not trying to say we need a guide, but if we have a woman should want a man they can follow to bring her up, to bring them up. Just like aspiring wife, you know what I'm saying? Just like that.
No, Nigel, you had some comments from before. Some stuff
I had a comment before, but nice, she hit it on the head though. But I mean, like, the main thing probably for both sides is that, like, people got to understand that everybody is different, and like, what you want might not be what she want, and that's gonna have to be, like, it can't be set in stone, because everybody's wants and needs are constantly changing too. So like, at the beginning of your relationship, you might want him to give you space, but then a year in, you might not want that space no more, and the same with him. And so, like, communication, that's gonna ruin a relationship if communication is not there. So that's like the biggest thing. And then another big thing is people gotta let go of their past experiences in relationships, because that's ruining shit.
That's extra baggage.
Yeah, like,
Erica Badu said it.
And that's hard to do. Especially say like, I don't want to step on nobody's toes. Like, say if a woman has a child by a man and he do her wrong, she that's gonna scar her a little bit. It might not scar her for life, but then, okay, she might kick him to the curb and get another man. He might do her dirty. and her kid dirty. Now she, like, that scar is getting deeper and deeper. Now the next nigga might be a good man that come in. He asked out. Yeah, but and that's vice versa, though.
Exactly. I was going to say the woman has to be careful with that, who they left in their child's life, though. And like you were saying, that people constantly change. And that goes for the individual, too, because what you like, what I like, that 17 in a man or a boy friend, I don't like him at 27.
For sure.
That's totally different for me now. It's like, I don't even know how they dating some of the guys that I did, because and vice versa. Nah, like,
that's
wow,
what everybody
the
is.
Things that I did, and the same for the dude, the things that they did. Because when we grow, we have to grow as individuals before we can grow in a relationship.
Right.
And you can't always jump into things. And nobody likes to be alone, true indeed, but at the same time, you gotta grow. You gotta take those blinders off and focus on and be successful for yourself so you can be successful with somebody else. It doesn't just happen overnight. And a lot of people, that's another thing, I think in Rochester, period, because I lived in Georgia for 16 years and I moved up here. And I visited up here every single summer, but between dating guys down there and up here, I found, and females, I don't date females, but I'm just saying, with females and talking to them, they are so quick to jump in a relationship within 30 days. They is like wiped up and,
yeah.
Oh, he done moved in. First his shoes come, and then after his,
because they're trying to replace that void.
He brought his tank top and his jeans, and then he gonna want you to wash them on laundry day, and then after that, he gonna want you to cook. And then it's like if you give a mouse a cookie, he gonna want some milk.
But is moving too fast a bad thing, though?
Yes.
Is moving fast a bad thing?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
Well, you can't say all the time, because that goes back to the same thing, like you said. You don't, what you like at the beginning of a relationship, you might not like later on. So, but I think you have to be mindful of somebody's past. But what else, like you said, stepping on nobody's toes and just really communicate with that person. Because if that person really ready to move forward and stop playing games, this is Rochester. Come on now. This is like a broken record around here. You know, you hear the same story, the same, exactly, right. Same sad song. So there are, and that goes back to people wanting to get in a relationship, men and women trying to grow and be something more than just boyfriend and girlfriend.
I see you wanted to chime in.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you something. You know, I hear you breaking it down and all that, but I want to ask y'all women a real question about, like, you know, I don't know if you have any children or anything, or you have a daughter's father. You know, how do you feel when your man's not working, right, and it's been about 2 years and you holding it down? How does that make you feel about him? Do you still believe in him, or do you believe he can do better, even if he is trying?
It depends on how he's trying. He's filling out applications. The economy is bad. To pick different factors, because truth be told, you can fill out 1,000,001 applications. You can go to 5 different interviews, and ain't nobody going to call you back what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But she's still going to hold her shit down and do what she got to do. Can I say that?
Would you complain? I'm just saying.
We live in 5 and 5, baby. The joint goes
but I'm
down.
Saying, would you complain?
Would I complain? You said 2 years. Yeah, you're gonna complain.
Why?
After a while.
Why? If you believe in him and he's trying, you see he's trying. Now say you working.
That's
right.
That's just natural.
And you can't get
though.
No daycare, right? And you can't afford to pay daycare, but he's doing the daycare. You know what I'm saying? He's playing
right,
a part in
right.
some way, in some role. You know what I'm saying? Would you look at it as teamwork, or he just there because you making the money and he ain't trying?
Yeah.
I need to hear that.
Yeah,
come on with it. What's his name again?
He's Nice. That's
He's Nice. Come on with it. I want to hear both of y'all respond.
Okay, I'm going to let the... The more experienced one answer the question first. Caramel.
Yes, this is Caramel. If he's trying, I mean, truth be told, you can't complain. You shouldn't complain, but you're going to complain. Why? Because that's just how
motivation.
Women do that intentionally.
So when you don't beat him down enough and he says, hey, fuck this, I'm leaving.
We going to go.
Then you say, you ain't shit. You don't love the baby. You don't love me. Why you don't walk down on me?
Listen. You know how she was when she met you. She was comfortable and happy with what y'all had. It's been 2 years. Black women have short tolerance.
There are limitations.
We have short tolerance?
I said black women.
I know, and you don't think
we
have short tolerance?
Of course,
also,
that's why
as black men.
That's why most of us should be strong. Okay, I see what you're saying. If you're not being lazy and you're consistent, of course, so the woman shouldn't be bashing you. Of course, especially if he's taking care of home. And if that is just taking care of the kids, because one day it will be vice versa, or I'm sure before it got to where it was, she was at home taking care of the kids while her man was at work or whatever. So
fair exchange.
Hold on, Smitty. You wanted to chime in? Right?
I mean, I know the question was for the ladies, but I just want to give a little input. Yeah, it depends on how she complaining too, or how she's going about letting him know that what he's doing is not, you know what I'm saying, it's not kosher. Like, if she come in the house every day, like, ah, nigga, you ain't shit. Yeah. What the fuck is it? Or is she coming in the house with applications? Like, baby, won't you fill these out?
Good.
My uncle got a company, so-and-so. Yeah. You might want to go down there. Like, if it's like that, then
that's real.
Fine, yeah, that's though. Real.
That's real, but it's rare.
It's rare. Real and rare.
You know, because now you got Gucci, man. You got
Florida. That's some Florida Evans love right there.
Yeah,
that's what they want you to live like, though.
Nowadays, no,
but keep up with the Joneses. Nah. That's where you get in trouble.
Exactly.
Now she got some sense.
Can't do that. I said you can't keep up with the Joneses. That's when you get in trouble. Yeah. You be in debt.
Exactly. And anyway, everybody know that fast money go fast, straight like that. And what you settle with, you get this. Oh, I got me this baller. He doing this, that, and the third for me. Believe that will real run dry real quick. As soon as you got that money, as soon as it will leave, because you know why? They find this female. Oh yeah, I can kick it with her. She another eye candy on my arm. But as soon as somebody comes settle for less, oh shit, she don't want me to pay her rent. I'm gonna move on to the next, and she just as bad, if not badder than her. So, you know, you just cannot just fall for anything. You know what I'm saying? Because if you fall for anything, then you just be vulnerable, and that's what a lot of females are in Rochester. That's why. That's probably including that 30%. That's why they don't want to settle, because they're chasing the baller's chasing the one that's not gonna, until he get down to the bottom. I finally got this one, because you think about it, these ballers start off. Even Jeezy said back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me.
Mike Jones.
But you know, back then, you know, so of course you. And for any female that really sit up here and think this nigga. Sit up here and wipe you up just because you're a baller. Come on now. That's you really live in a far-fetched dream, because you're just something to do for the moment. He even told you. That's why they talk about these songs. Let me drop 5 stacks in you. Because you'll never run across one unless they love you straight like that. And you're not going to be bragging about it like that, because it's going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she deserves it. Because you're not, that is just temporary. I mean, if there's a baller out there that just enjoys spending money on females and that's been with a female for over 20 years, I want to meet them.
Yo, now, I wanted to throw this to y'all, because I asked the ladies about, them being independent. Can a man handle it? So what do y'all think? Do you think a man can handle an independent woman?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, a man can, it got to be the right situation. Like, she can't just be like, nigga, this is my shit. Like, that's nah, bruh.
That's
like Beyonce fucked the game up, man. Like when she came out with with Destiny Child, with the independent women shit. She fucked the game up. Like, cause I don't want to hear that. Because I know I hold myself down. And I will support my lady if need be. I don't need her. Saying this is my, I don't ever want to hear this is my shit, because I'm, you never gonna hear that come out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, Beyonce.
Personally, hold on. Is he on yet, brother?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Check this out, man. I feel like this. Independent woman, I love her. She's a wide person. Because there's a lot of women with low self esteem, they say, and they so used to losing that they don't even know when they don't have damn near one. So when I see a woman that's strong within herself and strong within her woman, tell me, this my car, this my house, you know what I'm saying, then I need yours, you know what I'm saying, but and I understand
yeah,
you're saying too,
because sure,
I've been
right.
In a situation where this is my house, this is my phone, you know what I mean, get out my house, I've been through that shit, so, you know, I understand, so when I see a woman like that, me being, trying to be an independent man, because it's not easy being an independent man or a woman out here in society, anyway, you know what I'm saying, so, what I look for in a woman is confidence. things gonna be crazy. So I feel the more confident she is, the more better it is for us. And the more confident I am, the more strong we will be.
That's true.
So yeah, man, we gonna wrap this segment up, man. It was a hell of a segment. You got Smitty Jones on here, recurring artist, basketball star Nigel Moore, the ladies.
Because
so it was definitely a good show. We got one more segment and on the joint 585 the Underground.
Shorty about 5'0", yeah. Jeans and heels on, caramel skin tone. Damn, she's so fly.
Her name.
She did the same. I paid for the drink and it was on from there. Now we on a dance floor, getting our groove on,
baby.
Shorty smells so good, I'm so into you. After the party, girl, what you gonna do? I got a sweet boy too. Tonight I hope it's you.
I hope it's you, baby. I hope it's you.
Girl, you're so fine.
So fine.
You're blowing my mind. So after the party, what you gonna do tonight? Last call for alcohol. So make up your mind. After the party,
hey yo, after the party, it's straight to the lobby. No, straight to the crib, straight to the bed. Then to the floor, then I'm spitting legs. Nightcap for two, then I'm back in the U. I'm a bull, round two, round three, round four. Feel me in your guts, that's what I'm here for. Mouth full of cutty till I feel you busting. Wipe my mouth, there's nothing, then I'm back in the fucking. Love it from behind, got me out of my mind. 5'5 red bone, fucking with a pump song. Slow the strokes, let her get in my zone. How she moving now, I can't hold too long. Riding on my shit so she can feel all the dicks. Fighting on the lips, one hand on the tips. Playing with the clip, then that pussy get wet quick. I ain't your man, it's a one night thing. And I ain't your friend, it's a one night thing. So no need for numbers, it's a one night thing. Tell me,
girl, you're so fine,
so fine.
You're blowing my mind. So after the party, what you gonna do tonight? Last call for alcohol. So make up your mind. Cause after the party, I'm trying to be with you tonight.
Mid light skin, let's get in the wind. Says she don't need a lover, she just need a fuck friend. She heard that I thug him and kick him out the truck. Then attracted to the swag and the bang bang on me. Says she love the tattoo, the gang slang on me. I'm tapping on C, she rubbing on my head, yo. Like what it's gonna be? I'm rubbing up the legs slow. She whispered in the air like, where we gonna go? For I know we in the vein doing our thing and we slow. Windows all smoked out, no pit puffin'. Just hard fucking till we both start bustin'. So shorty, she can have what she wants, she don't want nothing. We back in the club, shorty got the snub. Throwing shots at the bar while we twistin' on the drug. Throwing up the hood, reminiscing on the love. The life of a thug and we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
Girl, you're so fine,
so fine.
You're blowing my mind. So after the party, what you gonna do tonight? Last call for alcohol. So make up your mind. Cause after the party, I'm trying to be with you tonight.
You're back on the joint 585 Radio, the Underground, live from Rochester, New York.